So, you know, we're put in front of some pretty hard teachings, difficult teachings around profanation, and there's a lot of historical faith stuff tied to this as well, which can bring about anxiety and difficulty with the text. From a process perspective, which is what we're concerned with here, the starting point is that the proprium is profane. It's skeletal. It's all of those descriptions that are there. And so what I just bring your attention to is that, firstly, the two signs go together. So the rod and this leprosy, like these two signs go together. So they represent a progression. And it's important that we just don't become too focused on one thing without connecting it to the other. So we're lifting something out of the content here, but we just need to be aware that what we're lifting out also is part of the whole. So that's something just to hold. So far as the spiritual church is concerned, what we're talking about are spiritual states. So these aren't other people. These are spiritual states existing within us. And what are these spiritual states? Well, this particular state being described here is having doctrine as information or what is in the memory and not yet worked into the life. So that is what the spiritual church is. And the doctrine is doctrine regarding charity or how to live a spiritual life, right? Self-examination and repentance, shunning evils as sins. This is what charity is strictly defined as. And if we're attending to the inner life, the outer life takes care of itself. That's the general principle here. So this is knowledge about, you know, we should be living a spiritual life, but we're not actually employing that knowledge because we don't really believe it. And the illustration is this idea of Moses putting his hand into his bosom or his breast area. So what is that about? Well, Moses is the law divine or the word or those higher principles that need to be applied on a lower level to bring the lower level into order, which is represented by the sons of Israel and the confrontation with Pharaoh that's to come. So the whole thing is about that the Israelites or the sons of Israel might have faith in respect to the Lord's divine human. So states of the spiritual church in us, as I said, are those states where we have doctrine as information, not as a matter of life. And what has to occur is that where those states are dominant, there has to be signs given. And what the signs are the kinds of things that we will see if we begin to put the word into practice. And because the word has pointed out what those things are, when we see them, we then have our faith increased so far as the word is concerned and that what it says is true. And part of this is, if you just think about it from a practice perspective, with the double action of putting the hand into the bosom, so it goes in, it comes out, and it's leprous. So this is the appropriation of truth from a belief in oneself, and those of the spiritual church or those spiritual states in us are very strongly attached to a sense of self. So what has to happen there has to be a bringing forth to view the nature of the infernal proprium, because otherwise we won't believe it. We won't believe that what the word says about the proprium is actually true until we see it in ourselves. And the only way we get to see it is when we take hold of truths and look to apply them to life. To see the proprium for what it is then means that we can be delivered from it. And that is the second action of putting the hand into the bosom and pulling it out and seeing that it is flesh, that it is clean. So what it is that the proprium has not been made clean, but what has happened is that through seeing what the proprium is, there's a level of separation occurring whereby we don't ascribe what is of the Lord to ourselves. We are moving more into this idea of an as of self as opposed to a belief in oneself as an autonomous, independent being. And that's what breaks the hold of the infernal opprobrium, because the infernal opprobrium is rooted at its core around this idea that it exists as an independent, autonomous being. So if that starts to break down, then so does our attachment to it. You know, it happens simultaneously. And what is of the Lord then becomes in its place as that from which we live. And of course, that's the Word. So the thing also here is about coming to have faith in the Lord's divine human. So whenever you read divine human, so far as this work is concerned, think Word. We're coming to see that the Word is the Lord's divine human, or that the Word is the Lord. And the more we see that what the Word describes is actually in us, and that it offers foreknowledge of the various states and conditions that we're going to see in ourselves, the more we come to trust it. Because it doesn't only allow us to see what we need to see, it also presents the solution. Because as we often say, the freeing is in the seeing. So this is what this is about. And there are a lot of signs to come, right, in the confrontation with Pharaoh. And so what you will see there are things arising that have been hidden. So these are the states of the proprium that are concealed from us. But as we engage with the text, we begin to see that they are there. And these signs affirm that what the Word says is true is actually true. And not only that, we get to see how it's true in our own experience and how it's illustrated through that. So when we see more of our states and processes illustrated in the text itself, so our faith in it increases, or our understanding increases of the Lord's mercy and, of course, of the nature of the human condition. So this is the idea that those of the spiritual church, or those spiritual states in us, won't believe unless it has a direct experience. And then it believes. And that's the nature of spiritual states. Whereas celestial states, that's not necessary. It's immediately known what is good and true.